Many apps and experiences have been updated for the May 2019 update. Not impressed yet? How about this? Many apps and experiences can now be removed with the May 2019 update. You can now uninstall the following list of apps: 3D Viewer, previously called Mixed Reality Viewer, Calculator, Calendar, Groove Music, Mail, Microsoft Solitaire Collection, Movies and TVs, My Office, OneNote, Paint 3D, Print 3D, Skype, Snip and Sketch, Sticky Notes, Tips, Voice Recorder, and Weather. Of course, if you change your mind in the future, these apps can always be downloaded again from the Microsoft Store. Many people complained that Snip and Sketch's debut in the October 2018 update was too soon. While the new app added several useful new features, a couple from its previous iterations were left behind. Now, these options are back in the May 2019 update. Window snip mode and more delay options are now available when taking a new snip. Additionally, options for snip outlines, an entirely new feature, are found in the app's settings. Your classic old notepad is here to stay, though it's got a few new tricks you might enjoy. Notepad now displays an asterisk in the title bar of an open file when there are unsaved changes. There are new keyboard shortcuts for opening a new Notepad window with Ctrl-Shift-N, opening the save dialog, Ctrl-Shift-S, and closing Notepad, Ctrl-W. When saving a Notepad document, you'll see UTF-8 and UTF-8 with BOM listed in the encoding options. From now on, UTF-8 without a byte order mark, or BOM, is the default encoding for Notepad documents. Now available in new dark theme colors, sticky notes match the color theme of your PC. In dark mode, the body of a sticky note appears dark gray with a colored stripe along the top. A new color, charcoal, gives light theme users the option to have dark notes alongside their more traditional ones. Sticky notes will now sync across your Windows 10 devices. On iOS and Android, you can access your sticky notes in OneNote. Office 365 users may also access their sticky notes via OneNote.com/sticky notes. The game bar, accessible with Windows Key plus G, now has a shortcut to the Capture section beneath the Capture options. From here, you can view, rename, or delete captures right from within your games. An Open File Location button takes you directly to where that file is saved in File Explorer. For some time now, Universal Windows apps have been available to run in the Windows Mixed Reality environment in the form of windowed holograms. Now, you can open and interact with legacy desktop apps in Windows Mixed Reality just like their UWP counterparts. Running legacy apps in this environment is still experimental, so some apps might not work as expected. Windows Sandbox is a new virtual desktop environment for Windows 10 Pro and Enterprise. Setting up a sandbox is simple. Unlike creating a virtual machine, Sandbox doesn't require an external installation of Windows, runs a clean Windows image each time it's launched, is wholly disposed of when closed, and is isolated from the rest of your PC. This feature can be enabled in Windows 10 Pro and Enterprise from the Windows Features dialog. You can read more about how Windows Sandbox works at the Windows Kernel Internals page. Other notable changes to apps and experiences include an updated UI for the Universal Printing dialog. The Mail and Calendar apps now have a more full dark mode, expanding into more areas of each app. A new Office app to replace the old My Office app. Experimental Windows Console Terminal features. And RAW Image Extension Package is now available from the Microsoft Store, which improves RAW file support in the File Explorer.